Hi everybody, my name is Sergey Baidachny and I'm a Principal Technical Evangelist at Microsoft Canada. And today I'm going to show our second demo that we are going to present in during Maker Faire this week. So my second demo is about Bluetooth Low Energy. You can see that I have several Bluetooth Low Energy microcontrollers modules on the table. And if we are talking about Windows 10, Windows 10 can connect to any of these modules because Windows 10 supports Bluetooth Low Energy and Windows 10 supports some SDKs that help you to develop Bluetooth Low Energy applications. But in my demo, I decided to use SensorTech from Texas Instruments. This board based on CC2650 microcontroller, and this board contains 10 different sensors. So it's very useful board, and you can test lots of different scenarios using this small board, and it works thanks to 3 volts coin battery. So it's really funny to use this board, and the second point why I selected this board, I found that Texas Instruments supports several applications for this board, including applications for Android and for iOS, but they still don't have any Windows 10 application. I decided to develop my own application, and I spent probably about 2 hours in order to develop basic interface and in order to get all data from all sensors there. So let's see my application. In my videos about Bluetooth Low Energy, I am going to show how to set up SensorTech, because SensorTech supports not just Bluetooth Low Energy, but ZigBee stack as well. But today I am going to simply run my application. And thanks to existing Bluetooth Low Energy API, you can see that you can easily list all available Bluetooth devices. And you can set up some filters. So in my case, I am just talking SensorTech devices. And now you can see that my device can be paired, but it's still not paired. And thanks to Bluetooth Low Energy API, you can simply pair this device to my computer. And right after that, I will be able to get data from this device. So done, and you can see all information from all available sensors. You can click buttons, for example, these buttons, this one. You can see information about temperature, about target temperature, light, magnetometer, accelerometer, etc. So all available features there. And later I will add some additional features that will support some shields, like a small display, and that will allow us to update firmware, etc. But at least I spent just 2 hours in order to build this application. So let's visit Maker Faire and see this application in action.